over there.
Get on up.
Everybody right there.
Get into it.
Everybody right there.
Get involved.
Everybody, you.
Hi, I'm KALW General Manager Matt Martin, and this is the Manager's Report to the listeners. Cross Currents and the BBC's Business Daily will be back at this time tomorrow, but today I invite you to stay tuned for an update on the state of local public radio, and it's also an opportunity for me to hear the voices that are most important to the future of this creative community enterprise. And those are yours. And so I encourage you, if you have questions, comments, ideas, as the hour goes on, you can email me at matt@kalw.org, matt@kalw.org. I've got my email open in front of me. Also, in about 10 minutes, I will be taking calls at 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. I'm going to be posing some questions, talking about some ideas, but really anything KALW related, I welcome hearing from you. First, I want to talk a little bit about the event with Tavis Smiley and Cornel West at the Paramount Theater in Oakland on Saturday night, which those of us who really threw ourselves into making it happen are recovering from a little bit. I was finding myself scrambling to get ready for tonight's report. And kind of gathering my energy after it. But I really want to thank everyone who came out. More than 1,700 people came to the Paramount Theater to hear Tavis Smiley and Cornel West talk with passion and intelligence and humor about their new book, The Rich and the Rest of Us, and the issue of poverty in America and why it should be a national priority and why it is not at this point. And I will say that in addition to just what Tavis and Cornel brought to the event, and they were very energetic, and also incredibly complimentary of KALW and the community here in the Bay Area. In addition to them, there were a number of people who just did a lot to make this happen. Rose Aguilar, who did a great job of introducing Smiley and West, moderating the Q&A section of the evening. Annette Bistrup, who is our Director of Membership and Community Partnerships, who really drove this effort forward and who helped with a lot of the outreach to the community partners, more than a dozen of them, who helped us spread the word and who were there to connect with the public about their efforts to reduce poverty and promote economic justice locally. I do want to give them credit because they were really great and I think made the evening rich beyond just what Tavis and Dr. West brought to the stage. The Alameda County Food Bank, the Alliance of Californians for Community Empowerment, Causa Justa Just Cause, EARN, which is the Earned Assets Resource Network, the East Bay Community Foundation, eBase, the East Oakland Community Project, the Ella Baker Center, the Family Independence Initiative, PICO California, which is People Improving Communities Through Organizing, the San Francisco and Marin Food Bank, the United Way Bay Area, the Unity Council in Oakland, Urban Habitat, the Women's Economic Agenda Project, and our partners at Youth Radio. They really made this an important night, not just in terms of what was said, but I'm hoping in terms of the connections that were made. And for me, coming out of the lobby of the Paramount after Tavis and Dr. West had finished their comments, what most gratified me and made me feel like, okay, this is what a public radio station can and should do, was seeing hundreds of people in the lobby and every one of the tables of our community partners with people who'd been listening to Dr. West and Tavis Smiley talking, and then talking to local groups who are working on the issues they're addressing. That's what I hope that KALW can do, is provide a venue for bringing out some of the best work that's being done in our community to take on these really critical issues that often don't get covered, don't get paid attention to, and then not just say, okay, boy, that's something we should all be concerned about, but in fact, how do we get involved? So I want to thank everyone who was there, and especially the people who took the time to say, I want to know what's happening in my community and to make a difference. I also want to give a special thanks to Youth Radio, our partners in based in downtown Oakland, who are out in force and who also hooked us up with a great young DJ named Isaiah Bryant, who provided music at the event in the lobby, which I really enjoyed and I think really kept people enjoying the scene after the speeches were over. Thanks also to the Center for Urban Schools and Partnerships at Mills College, which put together this really informative slideshow about poverty in California and the nation as a whole, which as you were walking into the auditorium, you would see that as you were coming in. So even before Tavis and Dr. West got on the stage, we were able to spread information and spread enlightenment about these issues. So I'm going to thank the Center for Urban Schools and Partnership and Mills for doing that. This was the biggest event in KALW history, public event, going out into the community. And I'm really glad we were able to take on these issues and to connect local people who are doing this work with our listeners, and also to connect with some new listeners. That was a great thing about the event. There were a lot of people there who were hearing about KALW for the first time, and I hope that on the whole it was a positive impression. I do want to address one thing, which is that I think there was really one negative element in what otherwise was a very positive night for the station and for the community. We failed to adequately communicate with some of the staff at the Paramount Theater, and as a result, a number of people who had pre-registered for the event, who made a point of coming early to get seats near the front of the hall, they ended up sitting in seats that had been reserved for our community partners. Those seats had not been marked adequately. There was a misunderstanding as a result of that, and I understand from stories I've heard from a few people that folks were evicted from those seats rather unpleasantly. I have heard from some of you who experienced this and apologized personally. If you're someone who experienced this, had this happen to you, this is KALW's responsibility, and I do apologize. I hope that the rest, the balance of the evening was positive for you, but I understand this isn't acceptable. There's a lot of different details involved in making a night like this happen, but making sure that you as our guests are communicated to and treated respectfully is absolutely necessary. And I do want to let folks know, if you were not able to be there on Saturday, we will be broadcasting the speeches that Tavis Smiley and Dr. West made, as well as the question and answer afterwards, in the coming weeks, and also posting them at kalw.org. The sound is not up there yet, but we have posted a link to a lot of great photos that were taken by one of our volunteers, Rob Gettler. You can check them out now at the website, kalw.org. And so, as I said, I felt like this really gave a platform for these community partners who are doing this work. And I think one of the roles that we have here at Local Public Radio is to really amplify the best of what's happening in the Bay Area. And to me, a real great expression of that on Saturday was, while this event was going on, talking about poverty, talking about economic justice, bringing all these folks together, here in the studios of KALW, where I'm sitting right now, there was our live on-air folk fest, a bunch of local musicians in here getting their music and voices heard, which was a great success. And I want to thank Joanne Marr and Bob Campbell, Peter Thompson, Kevin Vance, all of whom do so much work to put that together. They do it on a biannual basis. And then after that was over, Dori Stein took the week off from Tangents, turned the controls over to David Harrington from the Kronos Quartet, who came in. Spun Records also brought live music into the studio. To me, that day is just such a great expression of the combination of talents that make this station interesting to listen to. And for me, I feel very fortunate to be part of this community where, hey, you know, I can, you know, I was throwing myself into this Smiley and West event, so many people making that happen, and here are music programmers doing their usual remarkable work on Saturday afternoon. So if you were involved in either or both parts of that Saturday on KALW, I hope you understand, hey, this is a very unique thing that we have here together that we make happen. So that was the Smiley and West event. If you were out there, I'd love to hear your impressions. And as I say, we will be broadcasting their speeches in the coming weeks here on 91.7. Also at KALW.org, you can find a link to information about Hear Here, and that is KALW's new community-based storytelling project that's headed up by a couple of our crack producers, Erica Moo and Audrey Dilling, who have begun to go out into neighborhoods in San Francisco and Oakland to collect stories from a range of people about some themes that connect us across social boundaries, whether it's geographic or social, economic boundaries, work, love, creativity, play, worship, food, these kind of things that everybody experiences, but we often don't get to hear one another's stories about. And we received a grant from the Association of Independent Producers, Independent Radio Producers, AIR, and the CPB to do this work. And so they've just begun their trips out into the community to collect stories. The inaugural trip to the Golden Gate branch of the Oakland Public Library went great. Later this month, they're going to be back at the Golden Gate branch of the Oakland Public Library, also going to the main branch of the San Francisco Public Library. And that's just the beginning of these trips into the public that Erica and Audrey are going to be making, collecting stories, which some of which will then end up on the air, some of which will end up on the website. And the website, which launched today, is worth checking out. It's HearHear, HearHere, KALW.org. HearHear, HearHere, KALW.org. Very beautiful website, and also has a function that lets you tell your story right into your computer if you're able to do that and maybe can't make it out to one of these public storytelling events. Also, the opportunity to sign up online if you say, hey, you know, I can come to the San Francisco Public Library on May 23rd, which is when they're going to be out there. You want to go sign up for a time? That's a place to do that. We want to get you involved. And here is one of these projects that we think the broader participation we have, the more interesting the stories that we're going to be able to bring to the air. And that's going to make things richer here at 91.7 FM, which is ultimately what we are about. Which brings me to programming questions. First, I want to know if you are someone who's had the chance to tune in to Day 6, and that is a new end-of-week program from the CBC that we are currently airing Fridays at 6 p.m. It would be great to hear from you. We've had a few weeks with the program in regular rotation, Fridays at 6 p.m., so I'd love to know what you're thinking, your first impressions, if you have been listening. I am a fan, but hey, I want to know what you think about it, Fridays at 6 p.m. And second, the last time I did one of these reports was in January, not long after we had implemented our new program schedule that really made significant changes to our weekday afternoon and evening programs. And at that time, I said that I would come back to you in a few months to hear what you think and to get your opinions about the changes and how it's affected the way you listen to KALW. And so tomorrow morning, we are going to be posting a follow-up survey at KALW.org to find out what you think after 4 months with the schedule. Are you listening more? Are you listening less? Are there specific parts of the new schedule that you appreciate, parts that you say, hey, I'm just not tuning in at that time to KALW anymore? I hope we start that conversation today, but I want to hear from as many listeners as possible on this online survey. And in addition, I want to get your feedback on a very specific idea, and this is based on some feedback that I received from actually a handful of listeners who've questioned the move of As It Happens to 8 p.m. and the subsequent move of Your Calls rebroadcast to 11 p.m., where it replaced some of our late-night music here on the station. And these listeners have said, hey, Fresh Air is rebroadcast at 6 p.m. It's also heard at 9 a.m. on KALW, 1 p.m., and 7 p.m. on KQED. Since that's a show that's heard four times a day in the Bay Area, what if you would move As It Happens to the 6 p.m. slot Monday through Thursday, replacing the Fresh Air rebroadcast, bring back the Your Call rebroadcast at 8 and music at 11 p.m. So this is an idea I'm definitely interested in entertaining. I want to know what you think about it. Obviously, when you make changes like we made in January, you hear from the folks whose shows have been moved or affected and, you know, whose favorite shows like and As It Happens, like the Your Call rebroadcast were affected. I heard from a lot of folks. I also know the Fresh Air rebroadcast at 6 has a lot of people who listen to it. So I'd like to hear your ideas about this potential change, which once again, to take the Fresh Air rebroadcast at 6, replace it with As It Happens, return the Your Call rebroadcast at 8 p.m., and then at 11 p.m. return the music programming that was heard there at that time. This also will be on the online survey that we'll be putting online tomorrow at KALW.org, but I welcome your emails at matt@KALW.org or your calls at 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. I'm Matt Martin. This is the Manager's Report, the listeners. I'm keeping my comments short and sweet tonight because I want you to get involved. The number to call, 415-841-4134, or you can email matt@kalw.org. Whether you were at the Smiling West event on Saturday night and want to talk about your experience there, if you'd like to talk about Day 6 or this potential change I was talking about with the evening schedule, or if you want to talk about anything else KALW related, this is the Manager's Report. This is the time to weigh in. Let your voice be heard by me and by your fellow listeners. 415-841-4134. I'm Matt Martin, and I'll be right back after this break.
This song is dedicated to all the folks in the struggle. My grandmother, Mandy Bell Dixon, my auntie, Samantha. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that's doing it and trying to make it. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Manager's Report on KALW, San Francisco. It's 20 minutes after 5 o'clock, 21 minutes after.
You are listening to the Manager's Report on KALW. I'm Matt Martin, and that music we're just hearing was the instrumental track from the song It Ain't Easy by Dee Labrie, who is a Bay Area MC who dropped off his CD when he was at the Smiley and West event at the KALW table. So thanks to Dee Labrie for sharing that music. And if you were on the at the Paramount on Saturday night, appreciate you sharing your impressions of the evening. I also welcome any comments you have about the new program from the CBC, Day 6, or anything else you hear or here on KALW, and or anything you want to tell us about what you think the role that KALW can play in the community is, what you'd like to see us do as a local community institution. So the number to call, 415-841-4134, and I'm also taking your emails at matt@kalw.org. Let's go to our first caller. Welcome.
Hello, this is Millie Bowers in Berkeley.
Hi,
I'm Matt Martin. I think you run a terrific radio station.
Thank you.
I from Jim Hightower in the morning to Friday night when I hear the British My Word, My Music, and then Fascinating Rhythm, I just love the station. I'm afraid I missed Smiley and West at the Paramount, but I wanted to ask a question. I don't know if I'm dreaming, but did someone say that National Public Radio was going to take paid advertisements in political campaigns?
I think what you're referring to is there was a decision from the Ninth Circuit Court, which said that there was a public broadcaster, a local station, actually a TV station here in the Bay Area, not KQED. This is I'll have to apologize. I'm forgetting the name of it. It's a non-commercial broadcaster here in the Bay Area, who basically challenged the FCC's restriction on non-commercial broadcasters like a KALW taking political advertisements, on NPR you'll hear Subaru ads, but you can't hear a Mitt Romney or a Barack Obama ad. Well, these folks challenged that, and the Ninth Circuit Court, so for a certain part of the country, said no, that's not a legitimate restriction that the FCC would make. Now, the NPR, I don't know of any public broadcasters at this point have said, we're going to do this, and I certainly haven't heard it from NPR. And here at KALW, I'm not really interested in getting into that if I can help it.
Well, I just want to say very strongly, please do not. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you are on the air on the Manager's Report. What's your name and where are you calling from? You're on. Go ahead. Well, let's go to our next caller. Hi, welcome to the Manager's Report. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Jeremy. I'm calling from Palo Alto.
Hey, Jeremy, how you doing?
Good, thanks. I had a question. Is there a reason that you guys go to music at night when there's so many other channels playing music? A lot of us are driving home, and it would be very nice to still have news coming home at 11 o'clock at night.
You know, it's a long-standing practice on the station. We have a lot of people who really say, you know, after a long day, I want to hear not only hear music, but I want to hear music that I don't hear other places on the dial. And that's a great deal of what they value. And I bet if we open up and say, hey, if you want to call 415-841-4134, do you value the late night music on KALW? There's a lot of people who would. To me, I value that the station has a real mix of programming, that we're not uniform throughout the day. And I kind of see these different parts of ourselves as human beings being served by that. And so, you know, the music is part of that mix. But, I understand, hey, it serves different folks at different times.
No, I totally agree. The thing is, I got four other buttons that all have music, and sometimes you just want to hear something else.
I take the input, absolutely.
Okay, and just one other small comment.
Sure.
regarding the music is when your music tracks come on in between your shows, your sound engineers have the bass turned up pretty high. It's a little startling for those of us who are driving and listening to talk, and all of a sudden to get a mix of a high bass. So just I don't know if that's anything that your other listeners have commented on, but I thought I'd bring it up.
That's some great specific feedback. Maybe something for me to talk to our chief engineer about.
Excellent.
All right.
Well, I appreciate your opinion. You know, like I said,
we want to hear from you. Thanks so much, Jeremy, for calling in. And the number to call if you'd like to do, as Jeremy did, join the conversation here on the Manager's Report is 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. Or you can also email me, Matt, M-A-T-T, at KALW.org. Every once in a while, I come on the air and open the lines to you to get your perspective on KALW. We do it every few months. It's something that was begun by my predecessor, Nicole Sawaya. I always learn a lot, so I'd like to welcome you into the conversation. So let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the Manager's Report. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, hi. My name is Ruth Ann. I'm calling from El Cerrito.
Hi, Ruth Ann. Go ahead.
Oh.
You're on the air.
Right ahead. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I wanted to voice that I'm in strong support of your changing and bringing back the rebroadcast of your call radio.
Mm-hmm.
The rebroadcast earlier in the evening.
Okay.
But I also wanted to say, and I haven't heard anybody comment yet, I was so crabby and disgruntled by the changes that I basically cut my support by about 80%. I mean, I'm still donating because I support the station.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just really crabby because my feeling was that, my money supports the programs, so pays you guys salaries and everything else like that. So largely, you work for us. And I was so disappointed in the changes that I figured the best way I could vote would be with voting with my dollars. And after I heard the last report to the listeners, it seems like a lot of the listeners were on the same wavelength that I was, which was being very disappointed with the bringing back of All Things Considered. And my sense is that that is what has changed a lot of the scheduling, that it's all revolving around that. And after I heard that, I said, oh, great. If lots of people similarly speak with their wallet, then management will get the how we're feeling. And I guess I'm wrong. I guess the bulk of people were really supportive of everything at the station because the last fund drive, you guys did a whopping success. So I'm assuming that the community of listeners and I are, that I'm not in that community because I'm not, I gather everyone was real supportive of bringing back All Things Considered.
It's a diverse community of listeners, Ruth Ann. I mean, sure, I get emails from, any given week I get people who say, how could you bring back All Things Considered? This is a waste of my time. And I get emails from people who are saying this is something I value. Part of why I try to keep the dialogue open is that, is trying to figure out kind of what that balance is. How do we serve a broad set of listeners? I know that, I know there's some listeners for whom All Things Considered is not their thing. And there's other ones who say, oh, but I saw a comment from a listener the other day just saying, oh, thank you so much for bringing that early in the afternoon when I listened to it. So saying, hey, here's the thing that KALW listeners want. I know that we're never going to make it to that. But continuing that conversation and kind of say, what are the priorities? And to say, hey, here's where we've gone. What do you think now? That's part of the reason we're going to once again open up an opportunity for people to go online and say, here's what I think of the new schedule after listening to it for 4 months, so that we can kind of take the temperature and see where we go from here.
Well,
it's an ongoing process.
I also say that here I am being very crabby, that I don't like that early Sunday morning there's no longer the BBC.
You don't like Public Radio Remix?
Yeah,
that's on overnight.
Right.
Yeah,
also said you wanted comments. Is that I really don't like Day 6.
Okay. And what?
I don't know what other listeners think, and I'm not sure that this will come down. And I'm very willing to say, if a lot of people are very happy with that, you have All Things Considered. Hey, keep it. Listen or do something else.
I understand you're very supportive of the station and very engaged, which I appreciate. Actually, that's a very good thing to put out there as well, since one of the key changes in this last round was that Saturday to Sunday overnight after Tangents, changing from the BBC overnight to Public Radio Remix. I'd love to hear from other folks about that. So I appreciate the call, Ruth Ann.
All right. And thanks for checking in with us to see what we want. Because obviously you're really listening if you're considering changing the rebroadcast of your call.
Yeah, I'm always, night. Always, the listeners make it all happen here. So we can't afford not to listen.
Thank you very, very much, Matt.
Thanks, Ruth Ann. I want to read a couple of emails before we go back to calls at 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. Got an email here from Ted who says, I was just on the phone offering to sign up for a shift to answer phones during the May membership drive, which I should let folks know is going to be starting a week from today. And if you are interested in getting involved, being a volunteer, you can call Annette Bistrup at 415-841-4121, extension 3509. That's 841-4121, extension 3509. Or you can also email Annette, A-N-N-E-T-T-E, at KALW.org. We love to have listeners come in and answer phones, and so we're going to be doing that starting on the 8th. But Ted was saying, I think you mentioned something about playing as it happens earlier in the evening. If so, I'd definitely be in favor of that, especially if you could fit it in before 6 p.m., but any time earlier would be better. So that's Ted referring to the idea that I was floating that I heard from some listeners about bringing As It Happens up to the 6 o'clock period, replacing the Fresh Air rebroadcast, having the Your Call rebroadcast move back to 8 o'clock and music back at 11 p.m. Ted, thanks so much for your email. I also got an email from Michael who says, I might have been the first person or among the first few to pitch this idea to you. I hope it finds consensus or at least acceptance and that you pull the trigger. It will bring me back as a regular listener. This is Michael talking about this idea of bringing As It Happens back to 6 p.m. So thanks, Michael, for the email. And yes, you were definitely one of the people who got into my ear about that, and I appreciate it. Got an email from David who says, I've stopped listening to KALW at night. Please move Your Call back to 8 p.m. Love the station. David, thanks so much for your call. And then I got another email here from Chip who says, I love the music programs that you continue to be committed to at KALW, most especially classical music on Monday evenings, jazz and blues, and most especially Fascinating Rhythm on Fridays. I also love Bluegrass Signal on Saturdays and Blues on Wednesday. There's so much talk on NPR, it's refreshing to have what initially drew me to public radio, classical music. Discussion often results from the talk programs, but please know that the music programs you present have enthusiastic support. Keep up the good work, and don't forget the music. Warm regards, Chip. Thank you, Chip, for that email. You can also write me at matt@kalw.org. And also I have a critical email from listener Tricia who says, Matt, stop. You sound more and more like an Oscar speech that's gone on too long. Too self-congratulatory by far. Tricia, thank you for the email. I need to hear that. I will say I went a lot shorter this time than I usually do, so we have time for your calls at 415-841-4134. Hi, you are the next up on the Manager's Report. Thanks so much for calling. What'd you like to talk about?
Hi, Matt. This is Amy. I'm from Menlo Park. And I want to say that I really appreciate the way the pledge breaks are being handled, where the programming isn't really interrupted. I understand there's changes to the schedule, and I like change, so I'm getting exposed to things I wouldn't ordinarily have chosen, and I find a lot of value and interest in them. And, I can look up rebroadcasts online, so I'm okay with that. But I really wanted to thank you for your consideration of all of your listeners' time during pledge break and encourage you to keep that up.
Amy, thank you. I really appreciate the call, and I can tell you, we have gotten such positive response to the non-interrupting pledge drive approach, whatever you want to call it. We're trying to find something other to say than non-interrupting because we get tired of saying those words, and you probably get tired of hearing them, even if it's only 60 or 90 seconds of time. But we, in our May membership campaign, will definitely be keeping to the short breaks because you've shown that it can work. I mean, the listeners have given the same kind of support they would have when we were talking at you for 10 minutes. So why would we want to do that and cover up the programming, which is why we're all here. So thanks for that endorsement. And if you like change, we'll keep working on it.
Okay.
Thank you, Amy. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the Manager's Report on KALW. If you could turn down your radio, give us your name, tell us where you're calling from.
My name's Pat from San Francisco.
Hi, Pat.
I am a very old listener to the station. And the two things I miss that I haven't been on for many years is the old CBC Sunday morning show and the radio theater. In fact, I used to have a guy, he actually wrote a radio theater broadcast, which was really good. And I'm old-fashioned. I kind of miss the old radio theater.
Did you ever hear L.A. Theater Works when we had it on?
Say again?
Did you ever hear L.A. Theater Works when we had that on?
No, I didn't catch that.
Okay. This is something, it's not real. It's kind of theater produced for radio. I was just curious. It's something we ran a few different times on Tuesday nights, and which I got some really positive response about. So
yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. And CBC Sunday Morning, that actually went out of distribution from Public Radio International, so it was harder for us to get.
Right.
But it's something, I know that it's back now, I know that it's on the CBC, and I've actually, a couple different listeners have pointed me to it, so I've gone and checked it out a little bit, but it's something I'll keep in mind.
I used to listen to the soccer game on your station and the CBC on Sunday mornings.
Hmm.
So that's going back a few years.
I appreciate the historical perspective.
Yes.
I'm glad you're still with us. Please stay in touch.
Okay.
Thank you, Pat. Hi, you're the next caller on the manager's report. Go ahead. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Ruth. I'm calling from Berkeley.
Hi, Ruth.
Actually, I live in Oakland. I'm calling from Berkeley because I'm in Berkeley. But...
okay. Well, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I hate the remix.
You hate the remix?
Yeah, I really, really hate it. I like to be able to listen to BBC all night, Saturday night.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks very much, Ruth.
You're welcome.
Appreciate the call. And Ruth called in on 415-841-4134. It's 415-841-4134. I'm Matt Martin, general manager here at Local Public Radio, KALW San Francisco, where every few months I come on the air, take your calls, your questions, your ideas, your suggestions, because we are listener-supported radio. We like it that way, and we like to have you actively engaged in the station. So if you have questions, ideas, feedback, suggestions on anything about the station, we want to hear from you. We're going to be going until 6 o'clock when we'll be hearing Fresh Air. So now's your opportunity to give your input to the station at 415-841-4134. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the Manager's Report.
Hi, how's it going, Bob?
Where are you calling from, Bob?
I'm down in Campbell right now.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
I'm in kind of a rush, so how long is it going to be before I get on?
You are on the air right now.
Oh, okay.
The world is hearing you.
So here, they're not. Oh, everybody's hearing me?
Yes. Everyone is listening to 91.7. Go ahead.
So now, I was really psyched when you guys changed to the, like the lady said, the no interruption things. I'm pledge. And I'm a big fan of that, and I stopped membership with the other station, and you get all my support now.
Thank you.
Keep up the great work. Keep it, I've said this before, keep it lean and clean and mean. The one thing that I find really irritating is a few of the people, they don't say KALW.
Oh, that is...
KALW. And I just, every time I hear that, I'm just, are they trying to be cool or what?
Well, no, I don't think so. And there's someone across the glass from me who's shaking his head, named Alan Farley, who has this same point with folks. So if everyone who's listening who works on the staff, KALW. Thank you very much.
Right. I like the KALW. Sounds cool. KALW doesn't sound good.
And it's not correct. All right, Bob, thanks for your call and for the support. Appreciate it. Hi, you are next on the manager's report. Tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and go ahead. Hi, you're on. All right. Are you with us? Let's go to our next caller. Welcome. You are on the air.
Hi.
What's your name?
Oh, I have to turn the radio off. Hi, I'm Tiffany. I'm calling from San Francisco.
Hi, Tiffany.
And I just wanted to say that I miss As It Happens so much. I found myself listening to music on my walk home instead of the radio. I think it's one of the best things on the radio.
If it were on at 6 p.m., would you listen?
I absolutely would.
Okay, that's good to know.
One of my favorite things.
All right, thanks for...
I, in general, love everything you do. Thank you.
That's all we can ask. Okay, thank you, Tiffany. Appreciate the call. Welcome. You are next up on the manager's report. Go ahead and tell us where you're calling from, your name, and what you want to talk about.
I'm Kathy Keller. I'm calling from San Francisco.
Okay.
And I want to talk about the programming that I like and dislike.
Sure. Go ahead.
Oh, I have listened to KALW for probably 20 years, shortly after I moved to San Francisco. Initially, I listened to the other station, and then at some point, I guess when they were having a pledge drive, I moved over to KALW. And now I absolutely love the unobtrusive pledge breaks, and I'm so happy to have the All Things Considered back and enjoy the programming altogether.
Great. Anything you're not so big a fan of?
Saturday afternoon is not my cup of tea. And so I have to admit, I switch over to the other station at that point in time.
Hey, when listening to the radio, you should listen to things you like.
Things I like?
Yeah, I mean, you should make your choice. Go listen to things that you value. So, but that's good feedback for us to have.
Well, and All Things Considered, This American Life is my absolute favorite, and I'm so glad you carry that twice a week.
Well, Kathy, thanks for calling in and for your support. Truly appreciate it. And I'm glad you said unobtrusive breaks. That's going to be a phrase we can use, unobtrusive. So
thank you. I was trying to come up with something that would be usable.
Synonyms for non-interrupting. I will welcome those at 415-841-4134. Thank you for calling in, Kathy. And got an email from Cheza who says, I do miss your calls earlier rebroadcast, but mostly I miss as it happens at 4 p.m. or at least earlier than 8 p.m., maybe 5 p.m. and every day. It seems All Things Considered is on all the time, and I hate hearing it rerun. I love KALW and try to encourage new listeners, but ubiquitous All Things Considered put you in the category of the other stations. I love KALW because you are different and more in touch. Less cookie cutter, please. Thank you, Cheza. Got another email here at matt@kalw.org from Chris, who says 6 p.m. is radio prime time, and Fresh Air is an important program and institution. Not happy about, but understand why it's replaced on Tuesdays, but not on Fridays, too. For working people, the 9 a.m. broadcast is not possible. I count on the 6 o'clock rebroadcast. Also, as I wrote before, visual arts programming works on the radio. The Bay Area scene is huge and happening is not well covered. Reviews, interviews, and news are needed. Chris, thanks so much for writing in. And let's go to our next call at 415-841-4134. Welcome to the Manager's Report here on KALW. Go ahead.
Hi, am I on?
You are on.
Thanks. Hi, this is Matt in Millbrae, a longtime listener. Quite a great station. I love the BBC in the evenings. After midnight, I enjoy Hearts of Space, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, 10 to 12. Friday night, I really like Counterspin, 7:30. That's unbelievable, better than anything KPFA can field. And Left, Right, and Center immediately before that is good as well.
Great.
Just despise, you know, the NPR so-called news programming. And I was thinking that one source of possible revenue for KALW might be considering some kind of a format for Rose Aguilar, maybe in the 5 o'clock slot instead of forking over so much money to NPR, for a news program with little 20-minute segments on items of her choosing. The model I have in mind is Amy Goodman, who has made an awful lot of money from Pacifica Radio through syndication, and I think Rose Aguilar, it's pretty clear she's that kind of a interdisciplinary talent, and I'm sure you could syndicate something with her, and that would be a great source of revenue for the station.
That's Matt, I appreciate that. I appreciate the call. I will say 5 p.m., we do have Cross Currents, which is our local news program.
Oh, yeah,
very committed to that.
That's kind of a cultural thing. It doesn't appeal to me as much, but that's fine. You know, I mean, it's a wonderful, wonderful station, and you're hands down my favorite over both KQED and KPFA.
I certainly agree. I mean, Rose is a talent who could go well beyond the Bay Area, and actually Rose is going to be heading down to the National Federation of Community Broadcasters meeting in June, and hopefully we'll be talking to some folks about getting her on some other stations. So I appreciate the call.
Sure.
With thinking along the same
Best
lines.
Of luck.
Thank you so much. Also got an email here from Larnie who says, thanks for the opportunity for feedback. Music on Saturday evenings and talk on early Sunday mornings are really important to my wife and me. In a world where we can get podcasts of whatever, whenever, It's surprising how valuable high-quality scheduled shows still are. Thanks for the great work. Well, Larnie, thank you so much for that email. Let's go to our next caller at 415-841-4134. You are on the listener's report. You're on the air. Go ahead, give your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Mary, and I'm calling from El Cerrito.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say two things. I really miss As It Happens. It gets bumped too many times for other programming at 8 o'clock, so I really miss the time that it was on earlier. That's the first comment.
Okay.
And the second comment is I love what you're doing on Saturday nights after midnight. You have this great, I don't know how many hours it is. I find myself staying up until 3 in the morning to listen.
Yeah, that's Public Radio Remix. That's on from midnight to 6.
It's just fabulous. Whatever you did, it was great.
Well, that's from the Public Radio Exchange. It's curated by Roman Mars, who also does 99% Invisible. It's basically a collection of work from independent producers across the country. So glad to hear you appreciate it.
Well, thank you. And I hope that there's a way that maybe As It Happens could be on earlier in the evening.
If it were on at 6, how would that be for you?
That would be fine. It's just that you get so sick of, you know, All Things Considered, As It Happens would just be so refreshing.
Okay. I appreciate the call, Mary.
Thank you.
And let's go to our next call. Hi, welcome to the Manager's Report. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Milbury.
And what's your name?
George.
Hi, George. Go ahead. What do you want to talk about?
A comment on your call.
Go ahead.
Am I on the air now?
You are on the air.
Oh, okay. The repulsive, horrible, revolting music on your call, it's just impossible. Okay.
Well, it doesn't go on for too long, George. You give us that, will you?
But it's horrible.
Yeah, no, we're working on a change to that.
Okay.
There are some people who like it, but it just may be time for a change.
Yeah, I think so. Bye.
Okay, thanks, George. George called in at 415-841-4134. I'm Matt Martin, general manager at KALW, and I'm taking your calls about anything KALW related. If you were out at the Smiley and West event at the Paramount Theater in Oakland on Saturday, love to hear what your impressions of that were. If you have been listening to Day 6, the new program from the CBC, like to hear what your thoughts are on that. That's running Fridays at 6 p.m. And also floating a programming idea that I got from a couple of different listeners who had written or called me, which would be to take As It Happens, which now runs at 8 o'clock, move it to 6 p.m. to replace the Fresh Air rebroadcast. So As It Happens, 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and then bring back the Your Call rebroadcast at 8 and our musical offerings at 11 p.m. So it'd be a change to our evening schedule. I'm just getting opinion on this, and also we're going to be posting an online listener survey about this and also feedback on the changes that happened at the beginning of the year. We want to hear from you. That'll be up online at klw.org tomorrow. But right now, taking your calls at 415-841-4134, or you can email me at matt@klw.org. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the Manager's Report. Good to have you with us.
Hi, this is Biff down in Los Altos.
Hi, Biff.
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, you know what I really like is the fact that you have live music and live programming. It just blows my mind, just blows me away that you have live performers coming into your studio there and giving us a concert over the air. I really appreciate that. For example, Folk Music and Beyond and some of those others. And then you have Chuck Finney coming in and giving us legal advice. That's really great. So, by the way, a synonym for your pledge break is about the stealth pledge break.
Stealth. Nothing that's on the radio is that stealth, but it might get the message across. Okay.
But keep up the live programming, and those you have some great programs.
Well, thanks so much, Biff. Support. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. You are on the air.
Hi, yes, my name is Athea Thompson, and I'm calling from Oakland.
Hi.
And I'm calling, I'm calling to comment on the Tavis Smiley in Cornell West event. I think the event overall was very, very, very powerful, enlightening. I really enjoyed it, but what I did not like about it is I purchased a book at Barnes & Noble's the day before, and they almost didn't let me get my book signed because I didn't purchase it at the event. So I thought that that was kind of not so cool because I was trying to be proactive. So yeah. I bought the book before. So I just really felt like that was kind of not right.
Did you ultimately get your book signed?
I eventually got my book signed, but I'm just thinking about people because I was going to buy it offline.
Yeah.
So what if I would have bought my book offline? Then I wouldn't have been able to get my book signed.
Well, hey,
I really think that concept of, you know, you have to purchase it the day of, no one said that. No one said anything about you have to purchase it there in order to get your book signed.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing on your website. There's nothing on the Paramount's website, anything that stated that.
Yeah, there's a lot of things to bring together and communicate, but that's something that we should definitely know for future events like this.
Yes, definitely, because I just wonder how many people did purchase their books somewhere else other than Barnes & Noble that wasn't able to get their book signed. I think that wasn't, you know, well thought out.
Okay, well, hey, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Yeah,
thank you.
I'm glad you were there. All right, let's go to our next caller at 415-841-4134, coming up on 6 o'clock. So this is your opportunity to call in and be a part of the conversation here on the Manager's Report. You are up next. Welcome, and let us know where you're calling from and your name. Go ahead. Hi, are you with us? Well, let's go to the next person who's on the line there. Alan, hi, welcome to the Manager's Report. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Miriam. I'm calling from Oakland, California.
Welcome.
I wanted to echo the support for As It Happens. Love that show, and I think 6 o'clock would work for me. I don't know the schedule changes that you've made by heart because I switch back and forth between KALW and KQED. But I've found that there's something on Saturdays for me to listen to lately, and there's something on Sundays that I'm appreciating, because it's usually music on the weekends, and it's nice to have a break now and then, so I really appreciate that.
Great. Well, I appreciate you calling in, Miriam.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome. You're on KALW. What's your name and where are you calling from? Go ahead with your comment.
Yeah, Robert from San Francisco. So I guess you'll get my comments. I'm kind of into the news. So what got me listening to KALW years ago was Herb Cain had pointed out that you guys didn't break into the NPR national news with much local content. So I'm a little unhappy about the local content in the middle of the NPR news. However, I do like your other shows. I love Rose Aguilar. She's really smart, really good. As It Happens, I kind of like, kind of don't. It's hit and miss. You know, sometimes it's really good. Other times it's, you know, the most important events in Saskatchewan, which really, you know, I'm not that interested in. But I guess sort of the one contrarian thing, I love your programming, but I would actually like to hear more of the national news and less local breaks during the national NPR news. On the other hand, I like local programming other time. Oh, and one thing, I think Car Talk really got to go. It's not that funny. It's not that important. You know, doesn't really add much to people's lives, in my group, but obviously I may be a minority in that case.
Hey, Robert, I appreciate the call. And just on local news headlines, just to kind of let you and other people know kind of how we're approaching, we are doing, like today, we did local news headlines both in the 3 o'clock hour and the 4 o'clock hour. But the way we're approaching it is instead of saying, oh, we always have a local news spot during those broadcasts, our approach is to say, is there really news worth reporting here at the local area and the local level? Is there something worth breaking into NPR or BBC headlines to provide? A day like today, you know, a lot of demonstrations going on around the kind of May Day and Occupy movement, some things that were really action in people's cities, in people's neighborhoods. So we decided to do that. But that's just how we're approaching it. So we're not always saying, oh, we have to figure out a local story to tell here, even if we don't think it rises to the level of interrupting the national news. So just let you know how we're thinking about it. But I appreciate the feedback.
Okay, thank you. Take care.
Okay. All right, let's go to our next caller at 415-841-4134. Welcome to the Manager's Report. You're on the air.
Hi. Am I on?
You are on.
I still had my radio on, so now It's off, and I can tell what you're saying.
I just wanted to, I have lots of comments, but I'll try and hold it to one.
Okay.
Left, right, and center, I love the program. Why can't that go on for a whole hour?
You got to talk to the folks at KCRW in Santa Monica about that one. That's been a half-hour program since they started producing it. I can ask them why. It's pretty unusual. There aren't that many half-hour shows left, but it may have to do with kind of when they can wrangle their guests together for an hour might be too much of a demand.
Well, it kind of reminds me of how great it would be. I don't know if anybody else remembers. There was a time many years ago, I think it was in the 60s, when, I can't think of his name now, but he had a program on television that began, and I've forgotten all my words, I've forgotten the whole thing, but it starts in conversation with personalities, big personalities, and they would have a discussion over this long table, and they would discuss, and it would keep on discussing, and they'd move around a little bit and everything until people got tired, and then they'd say, okay, bye. And I'm thinking, I'm not asking you to do that with left, right, and center, but if you talk to them about at least letting them discuss for about an hour.
Take a little more time. You know, it does move very quickly. Sometimes it feels like they're trying to squeeze.
It's too fast.
Too much into it. Well, hey, that's good feedback. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. Got an email here from Paul who says, 3 cheers for the music shows. I listen mostly for news and information, but I love the Saturday afternoon and evening shows. In fact, all the various music shows. I do like Fresh Air at 6 p.m., I like Public Radio Remix, too, and most of all, I appreciate the unobtrusive pledge drives. Well, thank you, Paul, for the email. Let's go to our next caller, who's going to be darn near our last. Welcome to KALW. Go ahead, give us your name, where you're calling from, and your comment.
My name's Robert. I'm calling from Menlo Park.
Hi, Robert.
I was always a regular follower of Rose Aguilar at the earlier starting time, and would it be possible to return her to an earlier rebroadcast?
Well, the idea I was floating that I had kind of cobbled together from things I'd heard from a few different listeners was the idea of moving As It Happens, which is now at 8 o'clock, to 6 p.m., replacing the Fresh Air rebroadcast, putting the Your Call rebroadcast back at 8 o'clock, and then music at 11 p.m. Monday through Thursday. So that's what I'm opening up, and I'm going to get in comments from folks. A lot of folks have been calling in tonight about both As It Happens and Your Call, as well as Fresh Air. People say, hey, I like it at 6 o'clock. So that's what I'm considering and taking input on.
Okay.
Robert, thanks for calling. And that just about wraps it up for the manager's report. I see we've got a bunch of lines lit up right now. I'm sorry that time is finite, and I welcome your emails all the time at matt@kalw.org, matt@kalw.org. And, of course, I want to thank everybody who called or who emailed during this hour. If you missed part of the show or would like to hear it again or share it with other people, we're going to be posting the audio at kalw.org in the next half hour or so. I want to thank Alan Farley, who is our engineer for the program. And I really believe the more engaged and involved KALW is with our community and vice versa, that you are part of what we do, critical to making this a valuable and interesting station. I just want to thank you for being part of it and staying engaged, because that's what sets this station apart. Please stay tuned. Let us know what you think. And together we'll keep KALW creative and growing. Good night.